The seemingly never-ending quest to retain our youthful appearance and beauty can sometimes be overwhelming. With all the types of procedures and endless products available, some in-depth inquiries and research may be required. Chemical peels are a great solution to renew and regenerate our skin cells, offering numerous benefits for a variety of different skin conditions. By exploring those benefits and talking to a professional, you can decide if a chemical peel should be part of your treatment. Making the decision. Discussing with a professional what you want to accomplish can help you decide what chemical peel you want to have. They are offered generally as three different treatments for you to partake in. Always ensure that the professional you are contemplating acquiring the treatment from has the proper credentials to be conducting the procedure. Using their guidance, you can further explore which type may be for you. Light peels. Light peels have the fastest recovery time, with the effects lasting no more than a few days. A light solution of alpha hydroxy or salicylic acid is applied to your skin with light contact, almost immediately being neutralized with an alkaline solution, stopping the process of the acid's reaction to the moisture in and on your skin. Medium peels. Medium peels use stronger acids like glycolic or trichloroacetic for a slightly longer period of application, usually between 15 to 45 minute intervals before you can begin applying a cold compress to soothe any burning sensations you may be experiencing. No neutralizing solution is needed, as the chemicals are desired to reach deeper into your skin's layers and encourage regenerated skin growth, with lasting implications from 1 to 3 weeks. Deep peels. Deep peels involve a longer healing time, often used for more permanent scar damage and deeper wrinkles, using phenyl acid to penetrate deeply into the skin to essentially burn off the outer layer to reveal the undamaged layer underneath. Practitioners apply the acid in broken up intervals while you are sedated, ensuring you do not feel any of the intense burning effects of the immediate treatment. Deep peels require a recovery time ranging from 3 weeks, with visible redness lasting sometimes until 3 months later. Before you get there, with the help of your practitioner, you can begin any pre-procedural applications that they may want you to use, better preparing your skin for the treatment and helping encourage faster healing. Some types of diseases require an antiviral medication to be taken before the procedure, preventing any blistering or sores from being infected should any arise. Some might want you to use a brightening serum a few weeks before to reduce the chances of any post-procedural hyperpigmentation. Applying a mild glycolic-infused lotion during your daily regimen, and stopping any hair removal processes you may normally use. Limiting any exfoliation to the area prior to as well, helping minimize any skin abrasions that could be damaged worse from the chemical solution, while maintaining realistic expectations regarding any deep scarring that you are undergoing the surgery to minimize, you may require more than one treatment to achieve those desired results. What can a chemical peel treat? As the damaged layer of skin is removed, the renewed skin offers elasticity and added micronutrients to your tissue. People have used chemical peels to minimize the appearance of larger pores or to soothe scarring from acne. With the ability to balance uneven skin tones and even treat the complications of rosacea, chemical peels offer you results that cannot be achieved any other way. Post-procedure. Depending on your choice of application, the milder methods like light and medium tend to overall have fewer complications. With proper post-procedure protocols, you will limit any long-term complications that can arise from unclean wounds to sun damage. Always follow your practitioner's advice regarding your post-treatment. The more invasive the method of deep peeling will require assistance from a friend or family member. Upon waking from the procedure, patients have had many reactions that are all quite common and normal. Facial and eye swelling are the usual signs, with deep redness and even a grayish appearance to your skin tone. By taking the allotted time needed to recover properly, you can better your chances of the procedure's success, limiting any possibilities of a viral or bacterial infection erupting in your skin. By following the post recommendations and continuing with any follow-up treatments that you may require, you have a greater chance of achieving the results you want. Once you decide that a chemical peel is a route you want to explore, openly discuss any concerns you have with your practitioner and follow all of their pre- and post-recommendations. Ensures you will have a successful procedure and speedy recovery.